The Dental Brief is brought to you by Omni Premier Marketing and the amazing guests who bring wisdom and advice that you can put to use to take your business and practices to the next level. Find us on Facebook and join the conversation. Get ready to grow because we are kicking off the next episode in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Dental Brief. We're getting ready to wind down the year here. Excited for our guest today coming from California National Company. Chad Wooter, say hello to everyone.
Hey, how's it going?
It's fantastic. Thanks for taking the time for sharing today. It's going to be a fun episode. AwakenToSleep.com is your website. Tell me a little bit how you got involved in dentistry, and then specifically, how did you get involved in sleep health?
Yeah, so it's kind of a funny story. I was in the financial sector for about 5 years and education at the same time for 10 years. And then I got an offer from Indeed to go work for marketing and dental practice about 7 years ago. And that office was a brand new startup, ended up running into some really difficult trouble. The office got flooded in the first 9 months and it got shut down. Some family worked in dental sleep medicine, which was a weird thing at the time, and ended up consulting for Michael Cohen, the owner of this company, Awaken to Sleep, and eventually offered me a position. And today, 6 years later, director of operations and coaching. So it's just been a wild ride that I couldn't have ever thought would have happened. So there you go.
Coaching, working nationally, Chad, what are some challenges and problems that dentists are coming to you with right now?
Yeah, we work a lot with folks who are either getting into dental sleep medicine or already in dental sleep medicine. And it's kind of interesting. Dental sleep medicine is becoming this big topic right now in the world because sleep is becoming a big topic. And so when you talk to patients or fellow people in life, they're like, my dentist has never talked to me about this. And part of the reason for that is that dentists have heard about it, but getting involved is just so challenging because you go to these companies where you got to go drop $10, $20, $30, $40, $50,000 and go all in. You got to go do the AADSM mastery class. And the reality is just that's not an accurate perception of what you need to do. The ADA said that we dental professionals need to be involved in identifying patients who are at risk. And that's actually all you have to do as a dental provider is identify those folks and then either refer them out or do something about it. But it doesn't have to be complicated to get started in sleep.
Yeah. How's that made easy? How do you guys make it easy?
Well, I mean, we take a simplified approach to it. One of the most common obstacles in that is a lot of times people learn about sleep and they're told they have to go build medical insurance at the same time. And medical is not at all the same monster as dental insurance. It's dramatically different. And they just get stuck. Not that all dentists get in it to make money, but we can't offer a new procedure under the practice and not make money. That doesn't make sense.
Right.
And so we've got to be able to make profit so we can help people. And so we have a simplified approach that just starts with doing those three things, identifying patients, testing them, treating them, and then really making some money for the practice to figure out if this is something that they want to pursue or refer out so that they can just start helping people. And that approach being simplified, being fee for service is something that a lot of practices like. And then from there, based on profits and patients' response, they have the ability to go in and expand that service as their need dictates.
Yep. So I see, you know, and I hear a lot of practices that, you know, have tried sleep and call us, you know, maybe they've been kind of had sleep medicine as part of their offering for a couple of years, but it's never really taken off. And they call us on the marketing side of it. And I think a lot of times it's a mindset inside the practice. What are some reasons that you see that practices don't have success incorporating a great sleep program into their practice?
Yeah. I would say that we see most practices don't succeed in implementing sleep more than doing one or two appliances a year. And the biggest thing is there's a couple of factors we see commonly. One is the team's not bought in. The doctor went to a course by themselves and they came back with the new shiny thing. And the team's like, well, this will be dead in about a month. The next thing is they don't have the systems in place. You know, sleep doesn't have to be complicated. And when you don't have it documented and you don't have a clear path from start to finish for your team and your patients, then no one knows how to get there. And that creates confusion. And then number three is medical billing. You really shouldn't learn how to bring a new procedure into your practice and then also learn a new billing procedure, just like implants. You wouldn't learn how to bill medical for bone grafts and then also learn how to place your first single unit implant. You would learn the basic procedure first and then determine down the road if you want to add in these extra steps to increase production and ultimately the way you serve your patients. But somehow dental sleep medicine, you know, we like to say sleep apnea treatment and medical billing got married before they ever dated. And that's just, it's not a good practice.
Yeah, I like that. It's a great saying. So let me ask you this question. Who's an ideal candidate to reach out to a company like your coach or consultant? Like who's a good fit for seeing if coaching consulting might be right for them when it comes to sleep in their practice?
Yeah, I would say if you're a dental provider who has heard about this sleep thing and you are interested in learning more about it, maybe not you're not sure you want to retire from sleep and or from dentistry and just do sleep or anything like that. But if you're just interested in looking at what dental sleep medicine can do for your patients, how it can impact the restorative care you provide, and ultimately impact the patients' lives that you service right now, I'd say reach out. We've got amazing education that we provide at as little cost as possible, virtual, that you don't have to travel anywhere, live in person if you want to as well. And just we'll give you a free coaching call just to say, hey, this is who needs your help. And then we'll give you some actionable steps so you can find those folks, test what we're saying. And we'd invite you to a course. Just say, come check it out if you are interested, because it can't hurt. And you got to get those CEs anyways.
Yeah, I'm looking online. I'll give away a little secret here. Maybe not such a secret, but I see that you do have a program that starts as low as $300 per month. That's pretty low barrier to jump over to see if this might be right for you. I agree with that.
Yeah, and I mean, our courses, we have a perfect timing, end of the year. But I mean, our retail is $800 for a 1-day virtual course, and that includes you and your team. And wow, every single person gets 8 CEs. We average 40 CEs per team for $800. And right now it's on sale, probably it's what you're seeing, but it's like $300, $400, I think, for that same course. We just want to help providers help more people. That's why we exist. We do that through coaching and education.
Yep. So you mentioned before providers that are doing, docs that are doing a couple appliances per year. If you want to get into sleep medicine to make it economically viable in your practice, what's a minimum that you need to target per year? How many devices do you think where it starts to actually make sense? Because my guess is that 2 devices, you're probably actually losing money per year when it comes to chair time. So what do you think is the minimum you need to do?
Yeah, we like to see providers averaging about 30 minutes per case. The team members take on the bulk of that work. The clinical component for the majority of cases is pretty simple. So in that, we want to have this be similar to Invisalign for a lot of our restorative practices. You're probably looking at 2 to 5 a month. We see a lot of practices that don't want to do something big with sleep are just very happy in that 2 to 5. And then a lot of practices slip into the 4 to 7 range, and they're thrilled by that. That's in an average case, that's roughly, if you're doing 4 cases a month, $12,000, $13,000 a month in production. So if you extrapolate that over a year, probably we'd say 60 cases a year would be your ideal. And you're making, that's a 6-figure sleep program, and that's cash. You're not doing medical billing. You're not doing anything crazy. And you're making about the same on a sleep case as an implant case.
Yeah.
So
you mentioned before you have a practice marketing background, right? And obviously you're in business development now. What are some marketing secrets? What are a couple of secrets that you can give me and our audience on some things that you've seen that practices have done to market sleep that's really been successful?
Yeah, I mean, patients, there's a couple ways to tap into patient testimonials and extrapolate on a lot of that. Mm. With sleep, it's so much different. One of our providers, he likes to say that he never had anyone come in and give him for a hug for an amazing DO on number 12. But he has patients come in who will literally leave the state to go work somewhere else and fly back to him for sleep because they love him so much. And that's the gold right there, is we can get those videos and we can use AI or whatever tools we want to transfer a video and a transcript into a blog post, into several social media pieces. And we've just got gold content that wins his dental and sleep patients and even physician referrals.
Yep. Yeah, so I'm going to tell our audience real quickly, if they go to the website on your website, which is awaken2sleep.com, the number 2, and then they look at the top right corner that says free DSMI plan, free dental sleep medicine implementation plan. It's a calendar right there. Click on the calendar, pick a time, reach out to Chad's team, and boom, you're connected just like that, right?
Yeah, that's a complimentary coaching call. We figure the best way to serve folks is to just actually serve them and not lock it behind some dollars. So we'd love to help you explore what sleep looks like. And like I said, that impact in your practice.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So I want to invite our audience, go check it out, sign up for a free plan, I'm not getting paid to promote this whatsoever, but it makes sense for you to do it. It's 30 minutes. And just to decide if it's right or not for you, I think is huge and will help you in practice in 2024. Chad, Waking to Sleep, Chad Wooters, thanks so much for being here. We really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me on.